This is the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Car Care. And now, here's your host, Jason Bishop.
Welcome to the Camden County Coaches Show with head coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment of the Wildcats Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, by the Bennett Automotive Group, by Coastal Car Care, and of course now joining us, the head coach of the Camden County Wildcats, Coach Jeff Heron. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem, Jason. Glad to do it.
Okay, Coach, so our season ends at the hands of North Cobb, number one seed of Region 3. We go down 44-6. Calling that football game, I'll tell you what I felt like, and then you tell me if that I'm wrong or if you think I'm right and what your impression was. But watching North Cobb, I felt like speed-wise, that was the most team speed that we had seen on the field all year long of anybody we had played. But I also felt like that they weren't a very physical football team. I thought that we were a more physical team than they were. And that quarterback, it's a one-man show down there. You know, he's got some talented receivers to throw to, but if you take him off the field, I don't know that we lose that game 44-6. And, Coach, to be honest with you, I don't know that we lose the game at all.
Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong by any stretch. He is a very talented player, and, it was disappointing to us when we thought he was going to be out as coaches, and then we found out he wasn't. We knew how good he was and that was going to be a factor in the game. But, I don't ever want to say that one man beat us. Football's a team game, but they're certainly a different team when he's not in there. I'll say it that way. And, the receivers they've got, they've got three receivers, really, that – our SEC type players, and the running back is really good. But I thought they were the best team we played. I don't think there's any question of that. But defensively, they were good. They were exceptionally good in some places, but in others maybe not so. And I thought we did a pretty good job attacking the ones that weren't as good and weren't as physical. And, I'm glad you say that, because that was our goal all year. We wanted to become a more physical football team. And, I thought we did. And, as crazy as it sounds, until midway through the third quarter, I still thought, we had played pretty good. Made some crucial mistakes and made some – gave up some plays in crucial situations that really hurt us. But we weren't perfect. We had a lot of penalties we shouldn't have had still, things like that. But, it was a crazy game on top of a crazy season.
Yeah. Coach, it's 14-6 there, close to halftime. And I felt like our defense had played really well to that point, considering how explosive that offense was with the Singleton kid on the field. I felt like, it was kind of just hold the door shut. Our defense would just hold the door shut. And then they run that trick play and seemed like, they get up 21-6 at the half. I felt like that was a big momentum turn for them.
Well, it was. I going back to what you said, let's go back a little bit further. When we made it 7-3, mm-hmm. He scores on a long run. We miss a line. Defensively, he breaks one tackle and he's gone. And then we make it 7-3, have a good drive, but we get a penalty, have to kick a field goal. And literally, we had a penalty on every drive of the game.
Wow.
Except the one we fumbled. and they were self-imposed. Some of them maybe were questionable, but some of them were pre-snap type deals. And so anyway, we make it 7-3. And they run a kickoff back on us.
Yep.
It drives me crazy because special teams is something that I preach to our guys all the time. And, give up a kickoff for a touchdown, make it 14-3. But then we have another pretty good drive, get another penalty, wind up kicking another field goal 14-6. But, yeah, we called timeout, or they called timeout. I can't even remember that part now, but I remember saying to our kids just what you said, that, look, you know, it's 14-6. We need to get to halftime with it 14-6. You know, we make a play here. And I don't remember the down and distance, but, you know, they throw the double pass, and, yeah, it was huge. But then you compound that with the fact that, you know, we got the ball, and you know, I didn't want to give it back to them, so we were trying to be careful, you know, in our two-minute stuff. But we got a little field position, and so we took a shot, and, you know, a play we'd worked on, and, you know, the trick play that, you know, our kids, I really was, you know, it thrilled me that they executed as well as they did.
Great,
you know,
call.
And, you know, yeah, and I, you know, Major called it. I was like, oh, this ain't good. We're liable to be down 28-6 here. Because now he gets it. He said, it'll be there. So, you know, and it was. And, you know, when we got tackled on the foot line, on the 1 foot line, and, you know, everybody in the stadium thought we were going to score. And, you know, and then we didn't. And then they came running off the sidelines, and they're over there celebrating. And it was such a disappointing moment for our guys. And their kid made a great play. Their defensive back came out of nowhere and hit us. And, you know, I mean, it was a heck of a shot. And, you know, so I think, you know, between the double pass and just a minute or two later, you know, the agony of getting stopped on the 1 foot line as time expired, you know, that hurt. But again, in our kids' defense, at halftime, I don't think they had given up by any stretch. And you know, but we come out in the second half, and we've got them third and 20 something, and give up a long pass over the middle, and then we've got them fourth and 20 something, and you know, give up a long pass to a, you know, receivers going to be playing in Georgia next year. So. You know, that, to me, that was the defining point. I mean, you know, yeah, we took it the next drive, and we had a really good drive and got inside the 20 and fumbled. And, you know, when the fumble happened at that point, you know, you could see it then. I mean, you know, we had fought for a long time, uphill battle, I guess. But, you know, by that time it was midway, late third quarter, and, you know, we had exhausted our chances probably of beating a team that good.
Yep. More to come on the Wildcats Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words for our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com, 882-5005.
Okay, Coach, welcome back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Hare on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Coastal Car Care. So, Coach, our season ends 4-7. Talk a little bit about the ups and downs and, you know, the trials and tribulations, good and bad, of the 2021 season, your first season back in the head coaching chair down here in Camden.
Well, I'll start by saying it didn't go like I expected, you know, and but You know, it was a weird year, and it's hard to explain this, but very frustrating, extremely frustrating, especially the way a lot of our games went, where we had a chance to win, and we had a chance to win, and we had a chance to win, and we didn't, you know, week after week. That part was really frustrating. On the flip side of that, there was a lot of things that I really enjoyed about it. You know, I'd never been through a season like that. I, you know, hate to say it, but I'd never had a losing season. And I don't hate to say it, but, you know, so I just assumed that you start losing games, you know, your kids are going to quit coming to practice, you're going to have all kinds of issues off the field. And we didn't. You know, to our kids' credit, you know, they kept coming to work, they kept believing, and they kept listening. And, you know, they were working hard in the weight room, they worked hard at practice. And so it was a very rewarding season in some ways, you know, and it was a humbling season, no question. And, you know, maybe the good Lord thought that's what I need at this point in my life. I don't know. But, you know, frustrating is all get out. Humbling is all get out. But also rewarding in a lot of ways, because we had a really good group of seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And those seniors, they never gave up the ship. They kept fighting, and, you know, they weren't getting in trouble off the field or anything like that. And, you know, we wasted talent with this group. There's no question. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I told them after the game, you know, if Coach Spire had stayed, I think they would have won more games. You know, and I'm, again, if we had a couple more years to coach them, and again, it's not saying anything, just if we'd have had a couple more years for the transition to take hold, you know, I feel certain we would have won a lot more games. But, you know, that's not how it worked. And so, you know, we wound up 4-7 with what I thought was an awfully good football team that just, you know, we lost about every way conceivable, you know, in late games. And, you know, so I read something the other day Bobby Bowden said, and, you know, and I don't know why they put it on some platform I looked at, but it said, you know, first you lose big, then you lose small, and then you win small, and then you win big. And, you know, I think in any program that you've got to go through those stages. Not exactly sure where we are. You know, we didn't lose big all the time, but we did lose a couple bigger than we should have. And we certainly lost a lot small. So, you know, we've got to take that next step. Now we've got to start winning those games. And, you know, I'm okay with winning them small right now to get us to be where we can win them big like we used to.
Coach, you mentioned about your senior class. You've got a lot of key contributors from this year's team that are going to be graduating and moving on. Talk about that group, and then talk about the group that you've got coming to replace those guys, because we're going to have a lot of new faces and new names next year.
We will. There's no question. It was a large senior class. A lot of them played, and you know, we lose, you know, our leading passer, leading rusher, leading receiver, you know, leading tackler. I mean, you go on and on and on. Our kicker, punter. And so, you know, you could look at it and say, well, dang, they're going to be worse next year than they were this year. And on paper, that may be true, but I got to think that, you know, the second year of the transition and the chance to be with them a little bit more in the off season, the chance to get them more familiar with what we're trying to do, I got to think that's got to offset it. And, you know, we've got some talented kids coming back. It's just we were senior laden this year. And, you know, some of those kids that are coming back have got to grow up. They got to mature. But that's the neat thing about high school football. You see it happen every year. Mm-hmm. Some kid that you don't think when he's a sophomore he can do it, you know, by the time he's a junior, he's a whole lot better. And by the time he's a senior, he can do it. So, you know, there's talent within our program. It's there. It's coming. But, yeah, there's a, you know, our senior class was a really good one. And so we'll have to do it with younger, less experienced kids. But also those kids will be kids that have been through what we're trying to do for a year already. So maybe we're hopeful that that'll knock off some of the inexperience there.
We'll be right back to the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff here on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
For 15 years, your friends at Coastal Car Care have been here to help with all of your car needs, from oil changes to tires, brakes, alignments to, well, you name it. Your friends at Coastal Car Care are always here for you when you need them. At 5225 Highway 40 East, right next to the St. Mary's Road overpass, Coastal Car Care is proud to be here for you. Check out our specials for military, ladies, seniors, teachers, and first responders as well. CoastalCarCareGA.com,
882-5005. Welcome back to the Camden County Wildcats Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Heron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop. This segment is brought to you by the Bennett Automotive Group. Coach, I want to talk about our new region, but I want to come back to something that we were talking about last segment. We were talking about senior class moving on, some of the kids that are going to have to step up. Specifically, you know, people always want to know about the quarterback, right? So, you know, our Loden kid, he's going to graduate, he's going to move on, and so now we're looking for another quarterback to step in. Talk to us about what our quarterback situation is next year.
Well, I'll start with saying Gray did a phenomenal job for us, you know, completely different than anything he'd ever done on offense. And, you know, he had not played a lot in the past and all that stuff. And he did a great job for us this year and really became a leader. And, you know, he was just fun to coach, you know, got a great personality on and off the field. And we're going to miss that part. There's no question. But, you know, we've got some kids behind him that, you know, we think have a good chance. And ironically, our two backups both got injured. Well, one of them wound up with mono, and one of them wound up with a broken collarbone. And, you know, Mason Robinson and Grayson Hicks are the two I'm speaking about. And, you know, both have got really good attributes. And, you know, Mason came back toward the end of the season. He just couldn't have contact. But he showed us a lot of promise, you know, early. And, you know, I think he's got a chance to be a special player. I really do. And, you know, again, he's different than Gray. He's got a different skill set than Gray. You know, we're excited about him. And, you know, Grayson's got a different skill set than him. And, you know, hopefully Grayson will get over this mono and stuff and get back with us. But, we had some talented freshman quarterbacks coming, and you know, we were talking before we started here that, you know, our middle schools each had really good quarterbacks, and you know, you need that. I mean, it starts there. There's no question. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that could be a strength for us. The only negative to it is, you know, the guys that are going to probably have to do it next year didn't get a ton of experience this year. I mean, you know, the other night. We couldn't, you know, Grayson wasn't there. He couldn't travel, and Mason couldn't have contact. And so, you know, we wanted to take Gray out, and we were trying to get our seniors out, you know, and we had to put Jake Lindsey in, you know, and Jake can play quarterback if we need be, but, you know, he's so valuable in other spots. You know, quarterback's not his natural thing, but I think we're going to be okay there, you know, but anybody out there listening wants to move in, we, you know, I shouldn't say that, but, you know, we don't have an experienced one coming back. But with that said, we got some guys I think can do it.
So moving in to the 2022 season, we'll be in a new region, sort of. The region will add Lowndes and Richmond Hill. We lose Tift. The Tift goes down. Or excuse me, Valdosta and Richmond Hill. We add Valdosta and Richmond Hill, and Tift goes down to 6A. So the region will now be the aforementioned Lowndes, Valdosta, Colquitt, us, and Richmond Hill, a five-team region. What are your thoughts on what the new region looks like?
Well, it's better. It's better than it was. You know, we got one more team in there, so it's one less non-region game you got to find. But, you know, it's very similar to what it was when I was here before. The only exception being, you know, we lost Tift and we gained Richmond Hill. You know, Valdosta was in it before, and Colquitt and Lowndes and us. So, you know, again, I think it's a good region. Having one more team is going to help with non-region scheduling. And, you know, it's a tough region. You know, it's you got to play every Friday night.
Yep.
And, you know, you do. But the region has changed since I was here. You know, I mentioned this earlier. You know, everybody's offensive happy, you know, in this region now. As opposed to it used to be an old school South Georgia smash mouth and play great defense region. So, you know, we want to be different, and we want to be that team that they're all looking at going, ooh, you know, we got to get ready for these guys in a week. You know, they're not doing what the rest of us are doing. And I think that will give us a decided advantage. And again, we want to continue to be physical, and we'll continue to be able to run the ball. We'll continue to throw the ball when we want to throw it, and be really good in special teams. And you know, we were close this year with the top two. Well, really all three of them. You know, didn't play Valdosta, and you know, didn't play Richmond Hill, so don't really know much about them. But it'll be an interesting region, and certainly the fans will get their money's worth every Friday night in the region games.
Coach, you know, we mentioned about adding Richmond Hill. You know, Valdosta moves up, and you had mentioned, you know, now we're going to get, you know, four region games instead of the three. And if I'm not mistaken, we also have Brunswick and Glenn on the schedule for next year. Do we have anybody else ironclad in for games next year?
I can't say ironclad at this point. We've, you know, we think the Columbia thing that we played, the opener, it was a two-year deal, so we should be playing them again. And then we're trying to Under Armour sponsoring kind of like a four-team challenge, you know, Georgia, Florida. And we think us and Brunswick are playing two teams out of Florida. I think the one we're playing is called Creekside, Creekview. I'm not sure yet, but supposedly really good team this year. And I think we're playing that at Glenn County Stadium just because they have the, you know, the building in the end zone. And
they need an elevator.
Yeah. Under Armour can do the, you know, set up the hospitality rooms and the stuff they're wanting to do there. So right now, if in a perfect world, we've got eight games on the schedule and we're still looking for two more.
Okay. Coach, congratulations on your first season back. You know, I understand it didn't quite go the way that you wanted it to, but I think that I speak on behalf of, you know, Camden Nation. We're ecstatic to have you here, and we understand that, you know, transition is going to take some time, and we're moving in the right direction. And I think you're 100% right that, you know, we're going to end up under you being more physical than anybody else in the region, and nobody's going to want to play us.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You know what? I think a lot of people thought, Jason, that, you know, just because I showed up, you know, it was going to happen or whatever. And I knew the reality wasn't like that. But, you know, you asked me earlier for positives, a lot of positives that you know, I would be remiss if I didn't mention. You know, our crowds were really good this year.
Yep.
Our fan base was great. You know, our booster club was great. Our mother's huddle was great this year. I mean, the daggone homecoming parade we had, there was more people there than I ever saw when I was here before. So a lot of positives that we can build on. And you know, again, you know, that's the thing about football. You think you got it figured out, and all of a sudden you got to build. You got to go and rebuild stuff. And, you know, again, as I said, it was a humbling experience for me. And know, but when you get backed into a corner and you wind up 4-7, I've already figured out you got to start evaluating everything.
Yep.
And that's where we're at. So, our goal is to not be 4-7 next year. And, we'll try to win them all like we were planning to this year. And we're going to do everything in our power to make it happen. And I'm just thankful for the community support we have, the administrative support we have, because you can't do it without that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we keep that going and, get another year to coach them, then we got a good chance to make that happen.
You and I are very popular people. There have been very few shows where you and I have sat down and somebody's phone hadn't rang.
Yeah, I forgot to turn mine off today.
But, that goes both.
A guy called me looking for a job, so hey, who knows?
All right.
Very good thing.
Well, thanks for joining us for the Camden County Coaches Show with Head Coach Jeff Herron on the Bishop Media Sports Network. For Coach Herron, I'm Jason Bishop, signing off. And as always, let's go Cats. We'll see you in the spring.